Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We want to have a little bit of fellowship this morning, and I'd like to just pass out a little handout here. So maybe you can just pass these out just to kind of give us something to look at. I think there's... some of you probably know that we've been going through the truth pursuit for, actually with the church in Irvine, we've done this since 2005. So we're going into 11 years. And as one who's kind of been laboring in this field for a number of years, I'm always considering how could we go on further? How can, you might say, the truth pursuit reach its goal? And this fellowship hopefully will kind of convey a little of this impression to you. So maybe we'll just go through this quick and just see what kind of burden the Lord would give us. It's kind of, to me, it's also kind of sovereign that it's coincidental, the fact that we're beginning a new calendar year and at the same time we're beginning a new book. This doesn't often happen that way, but it does. So it just gives us a certain sense of beginning. That there's a new beginning for us. I hopefully there'd be a new beginning for us in the practice of the truth pursuit. So the first thing I was just burdened for is why. You ask, why do I need to pursue the truth? Why is this something that needs to concern me? Well, there's 4 points here I'd like to consider with us together. One, let's declare this. It is
God's desire for us.
1 Timothy 2:4 says what? Our
Savior God desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Now, often we consider this verse, and maybe it veils us, that we consider this as a verse for salvation. We need to pray for sinners because God wants to save all men. True, but that's not the end of the verse. The verse says God desires not only all men to be saved, but what? All men to come to the full knowledge of
the truth.
It doesn't say God desires all men to be saved and some people to come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
He wants all men.
Amen.
That means, by connection, that means he wants us
Amen.
To come to the full knowledge of the divine truth revealed in his word.
Amen.
This is something for what? For all men. Not for some people, but for all of us. This is the first thing. And what is it? It's God's desire. Are we impressed that this is God's desire? Why do we come to the Lord's table? Because you want a little spiritual supply? Actually, we should come to the table in a more noble way because this is God's desire. Yeah. Our dear Lord ordained the table and says, do this till I come.
Amen.
So do you come just because I need a little nourishment? Or do you come because this was the ordination
right.
of the head of the church? Our Savior, you know, see, it's something higher. Do we get into the truth? Well, because I really need to know the Bible a little better. Or do we come because this is the desire of the Savior God?
Amen.
Hopefully our view would be uplifted.
Right.
And it's the desire of the Savior God for what? All men.
Amen.
Two. Okay. It is the church's function and testimony. Let's read 1 Timothy 3:15.
But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth.
So, saints, we need to be appreciative of the fact that this is a crucial point. The church's function in the universe is to uphold the divine truth. This is the church's function and this is the church's testimony.
Amen.
Who in this universe, who on this earth testifies to the divine reality? I'm sorry, I don't know, I don't see anyone, even among the greater Christendom, who is testifying this divine truth. This is the church's function. We bear this. Who is the church? Is it just certain, you know, gifted ones like the Apostle Paul? No. The church includes what? All of us.
Amen.
We're all part of the church. We're all members of the Christ body.
Amen.
So we need to realize that this function to uphold and bear the divine truth, to testify the truth, is our function
Amen.
As the members of Christ's body, the church. Okay, number three.
It is our need for our growing in Christ.
Ephesians 4:15. But holding to truth in love,
we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ.
Saints, this is our need. If we are to grow in Christ, We need to be what? Holding to truth and love, that we may grow up. There's one point that's quite clear, is that life comes out of truth. If we didn't know that Jesus died for our sins, that He accomplished redemption to forgive our sins, would we ever appreciate and experience the forgiveness of sins? Probably not, because we don't have the revelation of that truth. And there's so many matters. For example, this wonderful truth we're covering this morning concerning the consummated Spirit. If we didn't know by the truth that this Spirit of God is now the Spirit of Jesus Christ consummated to be everything to us, how would we experience all of its wonderful ingredients? So anyway, we need to hold to truth so we can grow up into Christ in all things.
Amen.
This is a great matter. It affects our growth in the divine life. Fourth, it is
our need for being equipped for our spiritual service.
Let's read 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 together.
All Scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.
So saints, all Scripture is God-breathed, and it's not only to supply, to invigorate us, it is, but it's also what? As verse 17 says, equip us to be fully equipped. Are you equipped? We'll say, maybe I'm a little bit equipped, but are you fully equipped? The Word of God is able to fully equip us for what? For every good work. You consider in the Lord's body what kind of good work there is. This isn't just humanitarian things. This is something great. It's preaching the high gospel.
Amen.
It's teaching the deeper truths.
Amen.
It's shepherding the saints that they may grow in life.
Amen.
It's prophesying for the building up of the organic body of Christ.
Amen.
What could be a better good work?
Amen.
But if we're void of the divine truth, how could we serve?
That's right.
We would not be fully equipped. We may be able to pat someone on the and say, brother, Lord, have mercy on you. You know what I mean? I'm praying for you. But that's all we could do, is show human compassion. We can never really meet the need if we don't have the equipping with the divine truth.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
So now, for this year, just considering, how can we pursue the truth this year? How could we take a step? Now, my point in this fellowship is not to say that all seven of these items are something you have to do. It's to show that there are many ways, and even in a progressive way, maybe some have never touched this before. So their participation may be introductory. It may be something basic. Some have been in it before and they think, I've gotten something, but not enough. I want more.
Amen.
And then more. So some of us have been practicing for the last this way for at least the last 11 years. And maybe before that, hopefully. So let's consider some of these points. Don't be overwhelmed by them, but just consider, Lord, and this would be the point to pray, Lord, how about in 2016, how would you like me to participate in some way to make a further advance with you? Okay, one, follow the church's truth pursuit schedule by following the two weekly truth pursuit emails to know what messages we are getting into each week. This is very simple. Open the emails. So the saints, what messages are we getting into? Well, I think Phil is very faithful to put it into weekly fellowship. But in addition, we have two weekly emails, one that usually comes out on Monday, one that comes out on Thursday. We space them out, giving you a little time to get into the messages. And the point there is to keep us focused, to give you a little appetizer so you not only know what the message is, but a little, maybe a paragraph, a few, maybe 100 words or a couple hundred words. And then we give you some questions. One of the best ways to get into the truth is to ask and answer questions. This is something you can do with your spiritual companion, something you can do in a small group with your spouse to consider. The more you consider these things, the more you speak these things, the more you'll get. Anyway, we'll get to that. So anyway, there's on those emails, there's an excerpt, there's a couple of questions, and there's a couple of verses for pray reading. Okay, so let's come to number two.
Pray read the subject verses with footnotes, and pray read the key verses referenced.
Okay, every message has Bible verses. So even if you can't get into everything, at least you could open your Bible, read the verses that are the scripture reading, and then you may want to read those subject verses, maybe even read the footnotes. But don't forget this element of pray reading the Word to be nourished. This will supply you. So usually on those emails, there's a couple of verses, and you could just pray read those verses.
Amen.
So even if that's all you could get, you still got something.
Amen.
You read a little bit of the Bible. The church is getting into this. Mm-hmm. You can pray read, pray a little bit, read a little bit, and pray read the verses. Okay, then three.
Read the two life study messages for the week and highlight any points that touch you.
Okay, very simple. So if you consider that we have 7 days in a week and one might be considered the Selah day, the resting day, we meet together. That gives you 6 days. That means you would only need to get into a third of a life study message a day. I don't think these life studies take more than 30 minutes to read, even the longer ones. So that means if you only read it, it would take you about 10 minutes. You could do it over your lunch break. You could do it, you know, find a time during the day just to read a little bit. Even if you put a bookmark and read a third of a message each day, right? In 6 days, surely you could cover those messages. But if you have difficulty with reading, let's come to number four. Listen to the Life Study radio broadcast or the messages MP3s of the spoken messages at a cost of $1 per message. So that means you could listen to the full context of those messages for less than a cup of coffee, right? Nearly. So point being is the radio broadcasts are free. You can go online, you can listen to them. Phil, I think, has often linked to them, download. I don't know what you've done, Phil, but you made them available. They're freely accessible, the radio broadcast. And the full messages that were given from the Life Study trainings, are you can download them for $1 a message. So that's very inexpensive. That allows you to listen to it in the car if you want to, or over in your kitchen or whatever. That's also another way. You could do both, or if you're not able to read, you could listen to it. The message, the radio broadcasts are only, what, 26 minutes? About right, okay? Okay, now five. Answer the two questions for each message that were supplied in the email. These questions are designed to help you enter into the crucial points of each message. Okay, the brothers who work on these questions are trying to find the crucial points to help you consider better. Now, whether you do that personally and try to write it down, or which we'll get into in the next point about companions, could be with a group, to get into the questions will help you to consider more, so you'll retain it better. And okay, let's come to six then.
Fellowship with companions what you enjoy from the message that you got into.
Okay, this could include, it could be with your spouse, it could be with two or three brothers that you get together with, whether on the phone or sisters. Some saints may even want to read the message together. That's fine. But what I would recommend is at least 10 minutes a week, 15 minutes, with another brother or sister. Just, you know, you can call them up on the phone. Some of the brothers have been texting their enjoyments of the ministry. I think that's awesome. But anyway, it does help to speak these things. So if Phil asked me, Brother Tom, what did you enjoy from 1 Corinthians chapter 1? You know, then I can share with him and I can ask him. You see what I'm saying? If we would do this, to me, I would really like to stress the matter of community. Today we know to get into any field of expertise, community is a big word, right? I don't care if it's, you know, professional human resource specialists or, you know, or whether it's, you know, computer programming, whatever it is, there's some element of community that fans the progress in that field, right? We know this. This is scientific. So how about us with the truth? Are we going to be backward and just kind of just do it the horse and buggy cart way? Or are we going to, as Bradley would say, we need to take the 747 way. We need to advance. So anyway, I believe community is a big word. So fellowship with companions. Mm-hmm. Find a brother. Hopefully Paul Ho won't mind if I call him up on the phone, right? Mm-hmm. Say, Brother Paul, what did you enjoy from the life study? Mm-hmm. Then you say, you better ask me, Brother Tom, what did you enjoy? Mm-hmm. Then you'll stir up my spirit. So it's great to read them. It's great to highlight them and this and that. But if you don't speak it, there seems to be a lack of closure, a lack of fulfillment in getting into them. Okay, so the last one. Summarize or outline the message to deepen your impression of the message. Now you can do this if you have the time. I encourage it to write something down, whether you just summarize it in a little paragraph, you know, tweet it, turn it into a blog post, whatever you want to do, to put something on your computer would be a big help. And so anyway, for sake of time, But realize that doesn't mean that you can do all of these things. We're not. That's not our expectation. Our expectation is that every saint, according to their measure and their circumstance, would do their best to hold to the truth, to pursue the truth with those that you're with. Maybe some of the small groups would find it from the Lord to get into a fellowship over some of these portions in their group time, or find a companion over the phone. Whatever you can do, this will be a blessing not only to you, but to the church.
Amen.
Okay, so we are scheduled to start tomorrow morning.
Yes.
If you don't have it, you can order the life studies. If you know, in the meantime, they're freely available to read online at ministrybooks.org. You can read every life study. And some of us have gotten into using the digital ones. It's great to have the life study right here on your tablet, on your device. And it's a very good way. You don't have to waste a moment. You can, at your lunch break, you have your life studies with you. You know, that kind of way. And it's also great if you want to share it, because it's digital. You can take notes with, you know, use it in a note-taking way or something like that. Put it into your note-taker, and then you have it what you enjoy. Okay, so I thought maybe if there's any of the saints that either have something to testify from your experience or a question or anything, would like to stress this point, because this is the beginning. And this will bring us, there's 69 messages in 1 Corinthians and another, I think, 40 or 50 in the 2 Corinthians. So it's a kind of a new beginning. We'd like everyone to get off to a good start. Okay, so maybe there's a little fellowship and then announcements and we can take a break. So give a time for anyone who would like to share. If you've been benefited in this past year by getting into the truth through the help of with the help of the life studies, if you have any questions about getting in, feel free to speak your portion. Amen.